Spain and Belgium are underway. Third minute, scoreless. By the way, we've got that soccer swag bundle that we're giving away, valued at around $300 from Sinbad Sports in the Coral Ridge Mall in Fort Lauderdale. And the code word today is pitch. Where they play on the pitch. Text the word pitch to 20357. That's 20357 if you want to win the soccer swag bundle from Sinbad Sports in the Coral Ridge Mall. Text the word pitch to 20357. If you want more info, go to WQAM.com. It is a text contest. Message and data rates may apply. Do not text and drive.
It's a 305.
Dale.
God bless. Dale.
Dale.
Thank you, Jimmy.
You're welcome.
305 on the Hockman, Crowder, and Solana Show, sponsored by Miami Lakes Chevrolet, where you walk in as a customer and drive out as family. We could be watching USA and Spain right now, and instead we're watching Belgium. Man, today would have felt a whole lot different if USA was still in the World Cup, wouldn't it?
Yep.
Holy moly.
I'm no aficionado, but they had no chance of beating Belgium.
Zero.
They got wore out.
Man.
The goalie needs to stay in the goal.
Or kick the ball away as hard as you can.
That's my evaluation. Like, why are you out here with us? Stay back there where you're supposed to be.
Today's National French Fry Day. Is everyone in agreement still? The best fast food fries are McDonald's after all these years?
Nope.
Yes. No?
Nope.
Checkers.
No.
Me and Jimmy are on the same page with this. Checkers fries are the best fries in fast food.
I like McDonald's the most, but Checkers, very good.
Jimbo, you squirreling. You
only have one favorite, and I think the fast food, and I'm not really including like Five Guys or Shake Shack here, because those you order and then you wait for your number to be called. I don't know. I'm talking about like the traditional fast food places, the Wendy's, the Checkers, the Rallies, you know, all those.
I think we're our cultures are different. I like seasoned stuff.
And that's fine. I like seasoned stuff. You cannot tell me if someone said to you, you can have large fries and an icy Coke right now. The fries are either from McDonald's or Checkers. There's no way you're choosing Checkers.
I'm choosing Checkers fry lover, the big one.
No.
Yeah. No, you can't tell me what I'm going to choose.
I'm telling you.
I'm choosing fry lovers.
I'm telling you.
Nobody's throwing a bone to Arby's for the best French fries?
I haven't had their stuff. I have to tell you, this is crazy. Arby's has been running a ton of commercials for a cheesesteak.
Yeah.
And it looks good to me. Is it possible that a cheesesteak at Arby's would be any good?
No, because you go to Philly all the time and nobody's beating Philly cheesesteaks.
Right.
Well, sure they are. Like, Flanagan's.
Most cheesesteak places, what's the place you go down in Kendall? Hungry Bear?
Yeah, Hungry Bear.
Even Flanagan's, like, they're cooking cheesesteaks on the flat top, right? They're chopping up the meat. They're flipping it over. They're melting the cheese in. That can't be the way it gets prepared at Arby's, right? I mean, it's just got to be.
No.
Like, I've never seen someone with. I haven't been to an Arby's in so long, so I'm speaking out of turn. I don't know. Do they have like a grill master back there who's like
No, they have a 19-year-old kid that's just trying to get $8 an hour, Hawk. It's not going to compare to Philadelphia cheesesteaks.
It might, man, because Miami Subs, what are they called now? Miami Grill? Mm-hmm. Miami Subs has a cheesecake. Thank you, Jimmy. Miami Subs is a cheesesteak that is unbelievable. Like, genuinely hits. It's seeping grease through the bag. It tastes great. So why can't Arby's deliver?
Not better than Hungry Bear.
Oof, no, not better than Hungry Bear. But no. Hungry Bear's ingredients are just better. Like, it's higher quality meat.
Jim's What's it? Gyms and yeah. South Street. Come on, trash. Man. Salada. There's no chance that trash. Arby's is any gym.
You're enamored. What? You're enamored with this experience, the lore of the cheesesteak in Philly. I've had it. I've gone to gyms. I've gone to Pat's. I've gone to Geno's. I've been to Philadelphia Geno's. Like 15 times. The cheesesteaks up there are dry. The idea that they use Cheese Whiz is flat out disgusting. Like, it doesn't make the cheesesteak better. The cheesesteaks in Philly are the most at those chains, right? Like at the
they're
the,
chains. They're one off locations.
Gyms on South Street.
They are so overrated that it's sickening to crazy. Me that you guys.
I'd like to hit you in the head with a dumbbell.
Solana, I wish we were in studio today. Arby's is better than Jim's.
I didn't say that. I didn't say
Arby's. Well, you said Miami Grill is.
I would rather have the Miami Subs cheesesteak than any cheesesteak in Philly.
Well, anyway, today's National French Fry Day. I don't want to lose the I don't want to lose the point here, but you said Arby's fries. Does Arby's still have those curly fries?
Curly fries, seasoned curly fries. They're so good, man. So good.
I see them in the frozen section at Publix. They've got the Arby's fries in the frozen section at Publix, but homemade fries are never good, right?
Yeah, I hate them. I cook them for Chaz. I cook them for my youngest son. He loves French fries, but they're not like the chains.
I don't know.
If you put them in the air fryer, they're delicious.
Correct.
They're better, but they're not delicious. They never taste as good as they do at a fast food place.
Not true.
Very true.
Mm, no. I had frozen fresh. Fries yesterday. I had them yesterday. These Alexia's sweet potato waffle fries in the air fryer. I mean, just delicious, man. And they're cooked in avocado oil instead of canola oil. I mean, these
things, love avocado oil.
These things are delicious.
Love avocado. Brian Bishop is texting us, our friend. Steak and Shake and In-N-Out fries are both better than McDonald's and Checkers.
In-N-Out? No.
In-N-Out, that's the weakest part of their game is the fries.
Yeah. And I don't like those, the freshly cut, the mushy little fry. I like a consistent fry.
I used to not like the freshly cut Five Guys fries, but now I like, because they still have like the skin on the potato. And I like those. I think those are really good.
Go to Checkers.
I've been.
Go again.
McDonald's fries are the superior fast food fry. They just are.
Checkers fries.
They are by a mile. Stop it. Come on.
It's just salt. Checkers fries are seasoned.
I've never experienced racism like this. That's what National French Fry Day devolves into on this show.
Man, come on, man. Seasoning.
All right, let's get headlines. Brought to you by Doral Kia in Miami at a Domino's game. You'll always find your abuelito. And whenever you want a low price, you save with your pricito. Save now with your pricito at Doral Kia.
A huge controversy has struck the NHL. Have you guys seen this story coming out of Carolina and the Hurricanes owner? So Carolina Hurricanes owner Tom Dundon, and Jimmy sent us this story this morning. I was going to get to it, but he's outraged about this.
Jimmy's outraged by it?
Yeah, I'm pissed. So in the chat, he said he's very upset.
Because
about
why? This. You're a hockey purist?
I wouldn't say purist, but come on. You put your family on the cup?
Well, Jimmy, keep that same energy, because I'm going to give you some facts here about your favorite.
Here's what
team.
Happened. If you don't know the story, Crowder, the Stanley Cup, all the players' names get etched into it. Tom Dundon, the first six names are his family members, him and his family members, including like kids that are in middle school. All right. So they didn't really have an active role in the team. And what the name that they left off was their equipment manager, who's been with the team 36, 37 years. Back when they were the Hartford Whalers.
Yeah.
And people are outraged saying, hey, when you get your name etched into the Stanley Cup, it's because of the grit and work that you put in to get that trophy. And he has put his entire family on it.
I'm with Jimmy on this one. That's goofball. What did that 12-year-old girl do to win that cup?
Nothing. But that's fine. Be outraged if you'd like. That's fine. You want to be a hockey purist. But keep the same energy, okay? Because listen to what I'm about to tell you. This has become commonplace. I read this morning in NBC.com, NBCSports.com, he is not the first team owner to include family members on hockey's hallowed silver chalice. Vincent Viola's wife, Teresa, and the couple's three children, John, Michael, Travis, are all on it, not once, but twice, from the Florida Panthers back-to-back championships in 24 and 25. So, okay, Panthers fans, Crowder,
that's okay.
Jimmy.
I'm fine. I'm fine with Vinny.
No, yeah, that's okay. I still don't like it. I don't.
Oh.
Well, he doesn't speak for us, Vinny.
Put me on the next one.
Me too.
We'll be favored next year. Come on, Vinny.
it's such dumb outrage by the NHL community. Genuinely, it's such dumb outrage. This dude is the owner. He pays the players. The players get their checks cashed by the owner, and they don't care if their name's on it. When does anybody read the names on the Stanley Cup? The owner gets to do whatever he wants because he's the owner. So who cares whose names are on it?
Oh, well, it's not a question of does he get
them,
to do.
So he can do whatever he wants because he cuts a check?
Yeah.
Like, right. No.
I mean, it's not a question of does he have the right to do that. He obviously does. The question is it unseemly to do that?
It's whoever worked for that Stanley Cup should be on the trophy, and that 12-year-old daughter didn't do a damn thing.
Like, what if a big sponsor of the team, what if McDonald's is their stadium sponsor, and the advertising director at McDonald's said, hey, can you throw my name on there? That's always been a dream of mine. And you go, oh, he's the owner. He can put whoever's name that he wants on there. Would you be okay with that?
I'd probably be less okay with that than I would be his family. Why? But my point
let's
here,
put Ronald McDonald on there.
That was my next one. I thought of that as I was saying that, where now McDonald says we would also like Ronald McDonald and the Grimace.
Yeah, put the Grimace. Put a picture of the Grimace on there. It doesn't matter.
So, Crowder, if Vinny Viola and you had drinks the night after the Panthers won, just because out of happenstance, you were at the same bar celebrating, and he said, Crowder, I loved you so much, I'm going to put you on the Stanley Cup. You're going to tell him, no. Vinny, don't put me there because I didn't earn my opportunity to be on that Stanley Cup. Of course not.
No, and I didn't know you were going to go this way, but once you did, I would tell him, do not put me on there.
Oh, get out of here.
I didn't do anything to earn that, and little Felicia Viola didn't do anything to earn that trophy. That is a great trophy. That is a great accomplishment that nobody did any work for that's on there. I think it's silly.
There's no chance, by the way, that Crowder runs into Vinny Viola, because Crowder's always at Checkers and Vinny Viola isn't.
Yeah, I don't think Vinny Viola's a Checkers guy. But unless he likes season fries.
Probably not. The outrage this year, where was the outrage last year? Or the outrage when the Tampa Bay Lightning owner did it a couple years ago? Like, where was the outrage then? That's what I really take issue with here. Yeah. People are nitpicking the Carolina Hurricanes owner.
Selective outrage. I've heard about this. I peddle in selective outrage.
And I'm consistent, Solana. I think it's goofy what Vinny did it. I think it's goofy now that Carolina Hurricanes guy did it.
You have to earn
your name on that story trophy, and a middle school kid didn't do a damn thing to get on that trophy.
Well, what if Vinny Viola or Tom Dundon went to their family and said, listen, we can go to France this year for a month, or I can sign Matthew Tkachuk. And the family decides. And so they have now done something to help earn that trophy.
They didn't do anything, because people don't go to France for a month if they're not billionaires, Hawk.
Well, that's the Violas and the Dundons.
No. They didn't do a damn thing to get that trophy in the building. They should not be on that trophy. You're not running me off this stance. I'm with you, Jimmy.
To be outraged, like, people were writing think pieces about how the equipment manager deserves to be there. By the way, I would have been happy with him being there. Like, I have no gripe with equipment managers. They're likely underappreciated across sports. I'm sure, Crowder, you would agree with that. But, like, that's the story here. Can you believe they didn't put the equipment manager on there? How many NHL franchises honor the equipment manager at all, period?
Well, what if the equipment manager has been there since the inception of the franchise? Like that guy.
What about the guy that's there before the players and leaves after the players and the coaches and the administrators, and he's there for 15 hours a day, and you're going to put this little girl that's playing high school lacrosse on there? It doesn't make sense.
I put some of the top fans on there. Can't win a championship without a good fan base.
Yes, you can.
No, you cannot.
COVID, LeBron, L.A.,
yeah, that's why it was a faulty.
It wasn't faulty.
Totally faulty. They had AI bots.
Championships are won on the wood, on the grass, on the pitch. That's where championships are won.
Agree to disagree.
NHL fans crashing out over names etched into the Stanley Cup, which, by the way, nobody's ever going to read. Nobody will ever read the names in that Stanley Cup. Nobody. Absolutely nobody. If the owner decided...
That's how I felt about Virgil van Dijk, and I found out I was wrong. I believe that there are people who read the names etched into the Stanley Cup.
If the owner decided I'm not giving out rings to certain people in the organization because I'm going to give them to my family instead, fine. That be outraged about. That sounds ridiculous to me. But
well, what if he said nobody gets their name on the Stanley Cup except me and my family members?
No. Well, that seems a little ridiculous to me.
I just want to find out where your limits are.
So Lillian Dundon deserves to be on the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, Dax Dundon, Drew Dundon, Blake Dundon. God, those are white names, man. Yeah, they all deserve to be there if the owner decides he wants his family there.
Wants his family where?
On the trophy.
To be representing the team that won the Stanley Cup, that they ain't do a damn thing but sit there and be trust fund babies and eat off their dad's success? They should be under the Stanley Cup.
Everybody would do the exact same thing. If they were in the same position, they would. The Marlins, they play tonight.
I actually am going by the name Dundon.
Dax Dundon.
I've changed my name legally to Tom Dundon so that my name is now on a Stanley Cup.
Los Marlins, they swept the Mariners
yesterday. Puts on the chat. I love how Solana complains about a 30-minute halftime instead of 15, but he's taking a huge stance on this, the Stanley Cup names. What happened? The NHL takes that to like embroider me on University Drive.
Get it cut in.
That's a tough job, man, to have to etch those names.
What do you think is tougher, making the keys at Home Depot or etching names into the Stanley Cup?
You think it's an old woman with a pencil doing this, Solana?
Yeah, I think it's like the pasta makers in the window in Italy.
you don't know a machine can do this, right?
Josh Appel, our hockey expert, is saying the difference with the Viola names is that all the family members on the Stanley Cup are employees of the team. They're all alternate governors. Dundon has a kindergartner on the cup.
What did that little baby do to win that cup? What did little 5-year-old Dax do to help win that cup?
Support.
He didn't support nothing. He's peeing on himself at night. He wears
Tom
a pull-up.
Dundon is too.
He wears pull-ups.
The Marlins are tied with the Phils for second in the NL East. They're only 3 games back of the Bravos, and they're going to play the Guardians 3-game weekend series. It's the final 3 games before the MLB All-Star break. Otto Lopez will represent the Fish, and Max Meyer will too. He's not going to pitch Sunday. He's also not going to pitch in the All-Star game, which I find flat out ridiculous because he'll throw, 8 pitches in the All-Star game? Like, who cares? It's 8 pitches.
Listen, this Clayton McCullough, he doesn't want anyone to pitch when they can have something that goes in their scrapbook. If there's something that goes in the scrapbook, Clayton McCullough will find a reason to get you out of that game.
We 10 games over 500, Hawk. You got to leave him alone now, man.
Well, then let him pitch on Sunday.
You got to leave him alone.
Let him pitch Sunday. What happened here?
We're going to get to the postseason, and McCullough's going to be like, no. We got to save Jury for next year's postseason.
That's what they did with Steven Strasburg one year with the Nats.
Yeah. And he's out of the league.
Protect the players from themselves.
They could have gone to the World Series that season, and they didn't end up doing it. That's why you let Jury pitch.
Mm-hmm. Your weather in South Florida right now, it is 91 degrees. Somebody texted into the show earlier. Solana, it might be 91, but it feels like 110, feels like 115.
Oh, man. Chan had me out up here in Fort Myers riding the little scooters, the little spin scooters. It's hot as hell outside.
It's brutal outside. I was going today, you know, Friday. I like to sit outside at the cafe there down in the building, Italiano, cappuccino, and avocado toast. I had to skip it and eat my packet of salmon on the balcony. It was too hot.
Mm. That sounds old.
What's the sodium content in one of those packets of salmon, Hawk? Oh my God.
That's like the healthiest thing that you can eat.
A packet of salmon.
Yes. Yeah. It's all protein, no fat, very little calories. I'll show you the, I'm going to go grab one. I'll show you the,
I'm fine. Level. Y'all do this on y'all's own time.
Yeah. No, send me your macros. I'm down.
Where'd you come up with that salmon is loaded with sodium?
Well, because anything that's packaged into a packet that has to sit in the supermarket for months at a time.
Can of tuna, it's very healthy.
Tuna has insane amounts of sodium and mercury. Oh, you know how much mercury you have in your body right now, bro? I mean, your days are numbered.
Tuna doesn't have insane amounts of mercury.
Insane amounts of mercury.
He just said anything that's packaged in a package. And then he's going to follow up anything that's smart. It's not going to happen.
Mercury, man. Just killing your insides with that mercury.
All right.
Like whatever you eating, killing your outsides.
Hey, we all saw that ALS challenge video, man. You're about 2 months out from Ozempic.
Man, I got a little tummy. I saw it too. I was like, man, I got a little tummy.
Well, that was your mistake for standing next to two guys who are cut.
Yeah.
Like, you got to know your crowd.
They work out all day. I don't do all that, man.
There is a heat advisory in Miami-Dade County, by the way. Your weather, it's brought to you by Tornado
Roof. I am a walking thermometer with all this mercury, and I can tell you right now it's 94 degrees.
Boy, it is warm, boy.
Your weather, Tornado Roofing and Contracting sponsors it. They help keep your home and family safe when the storms roll in. Visit tornadoroofing.com for your free roof and window estimate.
All right, Lee Sterling has some winners for us in the next segment.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
You're not going to learn anything about sports on this show. I'm sorry, you're not. But I know McDonald's. Little rhinestone cowboy means Lee Sterling is going to join us. Spain has taken a 1-0 lead over Belgium while we were in commercial break. So it is 1-0 Spain. In the 36th minute, Lee Sterling is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, and he is a professional sports handicapper. The website is ParamountSports.com. I got a little sneak preview of his UFC card for tomorrow night. If you are so inclined to sit down on the couch, watch it, have a few wagers going on it. Lee is all in on tomorrow night's card, but you can get all that stuff at ParamountSports.com. You can follow him on Twitter at Paramount Sports. He joins us now. I want to get into the picks, but today is National French Fry Day, and someone did text in because we were talking about where you can get good fries, and I haven't been to Arby's in 1,000 years, and somebody texted in Lee Sterling was an Arby's guy. Mm. Do they have good French fries?
Not really. Mm. I like the potato cakes.
The potato cakes.
That's the
real deal there. What's the best fast food fry?
I still think it's McDonald's, but
of course.
I don't know what What's yours, Channing?
Lee, Checkers, the seasoned fries.
Oh. Checkers fry should lover? Be closed down.
Yeah, I'm with Lee.
So Checkers, one near me. I live near the falls. I see rats going by there, so I can't even pull in the drive-through.
Cause it's delicious. The rats love it too.
Checkers would be like plus 800 for best French fry on National French Fry Day. McDonald's has to be about what, minus 1500?
They're up there. You know, the problem, I don't know what it is, the smell, even when I walk in a McDonald's or Burger King, it bothers me. Am I, you like it?
The smell at McDonald's, the smell at McDonald's is like, it just gets the juices churning, doesn't it?
I don't know. Not to me.
The mop water. He likes mop water.
Like the smell in a casino. It smells like cigarettes, but it's like, oh, this is so great. I want to bathe in this ashtray. Why does this smell so good? All right, before we get to UFC tomorrow night, and obviously with Conor McGregor fighting, you got a decent card there. Marlins are on some kind of heater. They've got the Guardians tonight. Marlins are the hottest team in baseball. You have a play for tonight?
You know why they're winning. You're not there, Mark.
I have not had a good run this season at Marlins games.
No. And even when you've been leading, you know, they found ways to
was that Sandy game we were
you
at.
Know, I was there Wednesday night. They even had a couple base running gaffes, and they were able to overcome that and win that game 2-0. I don't know how you go against this team. Sandy's getting hot again. Now the news, Ken Rosenthal comes out and says that they're probably going to keep him. And I think it's a good decision. You got to think that he's pumped. I mean, who's going to want to leave Miami? And going against a Florida State Seminole grad, Parker Messick, tonight. Oh. Very good. 7-5 with a 280 ERA. He pitched, he gave up one earned run in his last outing. He's probably their ace. But Sandy went 8 innings, giving up just one earned run in his last outing. I think this team's just finding ways to win, and I love their lineup. Even 1 through 9 is a different hero every single game. So it's a nice collective affair here, and you can tell they're getting excited and they love playing. I'm not going against a team. You don't go to the do to win with Cleveland or the do to lose. Keep riding the Marlins here. Lay the 120 Marlins tonight over Cleveland.
All right, Marlins minus 120 tonight. You can listen to the game right here on QAM. How about tomorrow night? UFC, Conor McGregor is back in the ring. Yeah. We were talking briefly with Tobin about it yesterday. I don't see how Conor McGregor can win. I don't know if that's the first fight that you wanted to pick regardless, but I don't see how Conor McGregor can still win a UFC fight.
Okay, so I've never said this on air. He has two paths. One of them is it's a fixed fight. That's one of the paths. And he signed, they haven't reported the actual money that he's going to get for this two-fight contract, but this is the first fight. Now,
ooh, Belgium just scored. Belgium just equalized. 1-1, Spain and Belgium, 40th minute.
Jimmy looks distraught.
Jimmy's got his Spain kit on. He is rooting hard against Belgium because they bounced out the U.S.
Best meal ever. Here, if you ever go to Bruges, take the train from Belgium to Bruges. I'll give you a spot, the best spaghetti bolognese I've ever had in my life.
Really?
That good. Mm. That good. All right, so back to Conor McGregor. If they want to match him up against Justin Gaethje and he somehow wins this fight, or maybe against Paddy Pimblett, it's going to be even bigger than this fight if he wins. How can you come back from not fighting in 5 years? He broke his ankle, snapped his leg. I mean, it was horrific, that injury. He's even come out and said he was partying for many, many years. He, in his last two fights, he fought Dustin Poirier and was dominated in both fights. Max Blessed Holloway, he's not great, but he's good enough where he dominated Justin Gaethje all 5 rounds and knocked him out with 1 second left. He beat Dustin Poirier a year ago here. Yeah, he lost to Ilia Topuria and also Charles Oliveira, but those are top five fighters here. Unless Conor, you know, knocks him out in the first 90 seconds, I don't see a path for Conor McGregor to win this fight. This is like the Gina Carano fight where she hadn't fought in that many. This line is like right now, Holloway is minus 220 and the take back is plus 185 for Connor. This line should be minus 500. I would put you play Max either straight up or put him in one of your parlays here.
I like that. I didn't know it was only minus 220.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like the only, like you said, I mean, if it's free fixed, money. But I don't think he would do that. But the only thing McGregor could do, he catches him with a punch that for whatever reason comes out of nowhere and Holloway's not expecting it or doesn't see it or whatever. Yeah. But other than that, I just don't see it. What else you got for tomorrow night?
One more, the co-main event. And the winner here could be fighting the winner. And it's Benoit. God of War Saint Denis, and I love that name. God of War. He's fighting Paddy the Batty Pimblett, and Saint Denis is a small favorite, like minus 145. The take back on Paddy is plus 125. Saint Denis is really solid. I mean, he's not going to make many mistakes. He's durable, really high paced fighter here. He can fight four or five rounds. He's done it before in his last 14 months, he's finished Dan Hooker. Listen to these different types of finishes. Round two, ground and pound. Round one against Beniel Dariush, both top 10 guys, left hook. Finishes off Mauricio Rufi, who all of a sudden has ascended out of nowhere. He beats him with a face crank. Can you imagine how much a face crank has to hurt for you to?
I don't even know what that is. What, sounds unbelievably cranking painful.
The face, the middle of the head, the middle of the head.
Oh, it's like a vice.
It's like what people do when they want someone's lunch money. They put the face crank on them. It can last about 2-3 seconds. So
it's a lot of knows about that.
You ever do that, Channing?
I'm gonna do it to Solana if he keeps saying what he said today.
Solana's lost more money on the face crank than I've lost on the Hard Rock app.
That's a lot. All right. So he beat Rufi with a face crank in round two, and then he beat Kyle Prepelec in round two with an arm triangle. The different ways he can win. So Paddy Pimblett did not fight Justin Gaethje smart. He ended up trying to go toe-to-toe with him, and his path to win that fight was to get him on the ground, Gaethje, and he didn't go for takedowns. He wanted to prove that he could go toe-to-toe with him here. I think there's more ways for Saint Denis here. I'm going with God of War here laying the 145. I wouldn't say it's free money, but I would say he's a strong play.
All right, so you've got Saint Denis on Saturday night over Paddy the Batty, and you've got, unless you feel like for whatever reason taking a flyer on Conor McGregor, I don't see it. Max Holloway minus 250 if you want to lay that. And then the Marlins tonight, minus 120. Let's win some money this weekend. Lee Sterling, the website, if you want to see the rest of the picks, ParamountSports.com. Follow him on Twitter at Paramount Sports, and have a great weekend. Hopefully we'll cash some winners.
You too, guys. Take care.
There you go. Lee Sterling, ParamountSports.com is the website. 1-1, Spain and Belgium. There'll be 5 minutes of stoppage time here at the end of the first half. Take a break. 4 o'clock hour coming up next here on Hochman, Crowder, and Solana.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Tighten your ass up, whale.